Salt is probably my most favoured grain of all of the grains. I think this is the one that, if you had to pin me down, this would be the one I couldn't live without. It's a toss-up, really, between rye and barley. But spelt always comes out on top. Why? Well, I guess it's because it just has this magical ability to bring so many elements of itself to any bake that you use it in. One of my favourite things to do with spelt is to use it not on its own, but as a grain that I blend. But before you start blending, before you start using it to extend the crumb structure and open your bread up, I'd like you to connect to spelt, to read a little bit about the history of it, to understand that there are actually two very distinct different lineages, and to look at the origin of how it came about, because in essence, it's the great grandmother, if you like, of all bread wheat. In some ways, I guess our reliance on spelt is maybe one of our weaknesses in our food system, because the pathogens have adapted to spelt. But it's a grain that over and over again stays with us through history, through thick and thin. Perhaps it's because it is adaptable, but also it has this wonderful, nutty, exquisite taste. The research on spelt is also incredibly interesting, and one of the stories that I tell time and time again is the story of meeting the owner of Shelton Park, who Roger Saul, who lost his sister to bowel cancer. One of the things that changed the direction of his life was that he decided to grow spelt because the levels of soluble fibre at that time were understood to be greater. And this is one of the key elements of helping to prevent bowel cancer. It's one of the things that we need to make sure we incorporate into our daily diets to facilitate our gut transit and many other aspects of nourishing our gut microbes. So, bringing you back to baking with spelt, this side module, if you like, of the course is really all about connecting to different types of spelt. What you'll find is that even within spelt, you will get different, I don't know what the word is, different flavours, different textures, different outcomes, because all of those different things that apply to the flour, such as the way it is milled, the age of it, where it was grown, and the nuances of the process that produces flour will impact on its flavour and the way that your bread turns out. In general, I would advise you that spelt can be livelier. It's full of nutrition, and a good spelt will be enzymically very active. Of all the spelts I know, my favourite is by Gilchester's. I particularly like Andrew's work on spelt, and there's something to be said about someone who goes right back in time and creates a crop and mills it into wheat from what they know to be original grain. Now, why am I interested in that being original grain? Well, because of all of the crops out there, spelt is the one that is perhaps easiest to fake. And I would urge you that if you are going to buy spelt, connect to the farmer, connect to the process, and take a really good look at the authority with which they grow that particular grain. It's one that I have come across time and time again that isn't really spelt. So, my favourite loaf in the world to make when we start with that heritage grain module is the spelt honey and sesame seed loaf. It just makes the most incredible combination. However, you can also easily incorporate that into a focaccia. And don't forget that you can choose 3, 4, 5 different bags of spelt and bake the same loaf over and over again with different brands and get slightly different outcomes. And that's what your flavour wheel is for. So enjoy learning about spelt, and later on, as you're just coming up to your first bowls, I would encourage you to use some of the spelt as your whole grain in your bowl, because it gives your bread flavour, delivers fibre to it, and delivers a wonderful amount of extensibility. It's kind of like, I don't know, if spelt was a person, it would be a ballerina. Very elegant and extensible, but strong. Right, enjoy the module and let me know how you get on the forum.